This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. If you have watched any sports games, or honestly, really any TV at all in recent years, you've probably seen a DraftKings ad like this one, which takes place inside a potential bettor's head as Martin Lawrence moderates a debate between confidence, played by Kristen Schaal, and indecision, played by Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
All right, team, time to bet NFL games. Confidence.
I'm feeling a parlay with more legs than a spider.
So 9 legs?
Roll the dice, baby.
Indecision?
We pick one home favorite. I abstain.
You can't abstain.
Boring. 6-leg parlay, 2 home dogs, all hitting the over. Boom!
Boom. The Boston-based online fantasy sports and sports betting company, which employs hundreds of workers in Boston alone, has been spending a lot of money on advertising in recent years. And now some analysts are wondering if maybe the company is making some bad bets. Joining us for a closer look, Boston Globe business reporter Aaron Pressman. His story in today's edition, print edition, is headlined, DraftKings draws a losing hand in 2021, faces challenges in online gambling. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Aaron, is it fair to say that essentially DraftKings basically brought legalized online sports betting to Massachusetts, sort of the venue or vehicle of choice here in the Commonwealth?
Well, you can't bet online in Massachusetts yet. But they were one of the earliest players. That FanDuel and DraftKings were the earliest players. Certainly you can do the daily fantasy betting here, which
right.
is regularly differently. But we're still waiting for that cranky Massachusetts legislature to legalize online betting.
No, and I do appreciate the clarification. As a sort of not my world, this part, I lose track of the actual sports betting versus the fantasy. And I think it's an important clarification for our listeners, too. So give us a sense of just how big DraftKings is to the economy in the area. I mean, their headquarters is right here. How big of a player are they?
They're one of the biggest technology companies in the Boston area. They have a beautiful headquarters in the Back Bay, which I visited. Unfortunately, you know, most people are still working at home, but it's a really neat office space. They have hundreds of employees. And until recently, you know, we're one of the most highly valued tech startups in the Boston area, although their stock has really been taking it on the nose this year.
So that's the story, right? They looked, let's, you know, stick with the metaphor. They looked like such a good bet at the beginning of the year. And you write about a really interesting decline, let's say, over the last 9 months or so. Talk about that.
Well, part of it is a larger picture that I think there was a lot of excitement about online betting as the next huge tech market, just like there was about, you know, electric cars or e-commerce one time. And right now we're in a period where people are more skeptical and wondering, you know, how well it will really play out. If you look at DraftKings results, they spend an awful lot of money for each dollar of revenue they bring in, and they're currently racking up big losses. Now, that's what happens in early markets, right? That's what happened with Amazon, say, but it doesn't always work out. So right now we're at a stage where some things have gone against them this year, and people are now more worried that it won't work out.
Okay, to be clear, your article says they've spent more than $700 million in the first 9 months of 2021 on marketing.
That's right. Relative to their revenue of $822 million, and the revenue cost them $540 million, you know, to get it. So if you add $540 million to get the revenue and $703 million of sales and marketing, you know, you're deep in the red.
Why else are people getting nervous about the company? I understand there's an SEC investigation. Maybe give us a quick look at that.
Sure. They needed some better technology to offer the kinds of sophisticated, complicated bets that sports bettors like when you can bet on like 3 different teams and whether there's a touchdown in the first quarter. So they merged with, they bought a Bulgarian software company. And earlier this year, some research from Wall Street came out saying, now this is from people who are betting against the stock, but saying that this company they acquired, SB Tech, maybe was supplying software illegally in parts of Asia where online betting was illegal, and was DraftKings profiting from this illegal use of the software. DraftKings denies any wrongdoing, but the SEC is investigating to find out, you know, what's really going on there.
So in the sports world, we have homers and haters, right? Those who root for the home team and those who hate the opposing team. People in this Commonwealth, as you point out, actual sports betting, not legal here yet. Gambling, very controversial here in the Commonwealth. How does that reflect on DraftKings, and how does DraftKings' story right now reflect on that future here?
Right. I think a year ago, you know, it seemed like a lot of states were very quickly legalizing online gambling and online sports betting. And that's really, you know, what DraftKings' future is about. But now there's concern, right? If you look at the comments on my story on our website, there's a lot of concern of people worried about the effects of online gambling and gambling addiction. So to the extent that people worry about online gambling, that they regulate it more, that they tax it more highly, that they slow down the process of legalizing it, DraftKings market won't materialize as quickly as maybe it seemed like it would last year.
Although you can bet on sports on DraftKings in New Hampshire, correct?
I think that's right. My favorite story is that when betting was legal in New Jersey, but not New York, people would walk across the George Washington Bridge to see at a certain point you could big gamble on the George Washington Bridge.
All right. So just briefly, Aaron, what are you watching for next?
Well, I think the next big thing is what can they do beyond just sports gambling? You know, they have started to get into crypto and become a market for non-fungible tokens, which are those sort of collectibles that are digital. That's a big thing. Also, esports gambling has not really even been a thing yet. That's, you know, these huge video game tournaments that people watch. Could there be gambling on that they could take and get into? And what other kinds of new markets, maybe beyond just the sports betting, could they get into? That's what we're looking for next year.
Okay, that's Boston Globe business reporter Aaron Pressman talking to us about DraftKings. Aaron, thank you.
Thanks.
So what we're going to be looking for is the Patriots-Bills game tonight. It won't be in Gillette Stadium, but it will be in Buffalo, and it is a big matchup at 8:15 tonight. Here to help us check the score and convince you to watch it, Radio Boston's Chris Sidorek. Hey there, Chris.
Hey, Tiziana.
So you got 5 minutes to make the case, Chris, and tonight is a very big game, even for people who maybe don't usually watch. Tell us.
It's a huge game. I would say, you know, the Tom Brady coming back to Gillette was the biggest game story-wise of the year, but in terms of football and performance and playoffs and all that, this is the game of the year. And I got to tell you, I love the fact that if you look at the forecast right now, they're saying possible snow and whipping winds in Buffalo, which is absolutely what you want to hear for your Monday night winter football game. So I say it's a perfect night to, you know, if you got a fireplace, light the fire, grab your favorite beverage and tune on into this team, which is on a 6-game winning streak, the Patriots. They are really making a push and have taken over that first spot in their division, the AFC East.
And that was not supposed to happen, Chris.
No, it wasn't. This was actually kind of pegged on the schedule as the game where you pass the torch to Buffalo, right? Buffalo snapped the Patriots' streak of 11 division titles in a row last year by winning the AFC East, and they beat the Patriots twice last year. You kind of had this game circled as the game like, okay, Buffalo now asserts their dominance long term, and yet here Bill Belichick and the Patriots are in first place once again.
Because ...
Well, a lot of reasons. I will say one is you can't count out Bill Belichick. He's the greatest coach to ever coach the game. I also think it's actually not super surprising just in terms of the way the NFL has gone. Mac Jones is the rookie quarterback playing for the Patriots this year. He's doing pretty well. And the league is actually kind of structured to reward teams that have decent quarterbacks on their rookie deal, right? You get drafted by a team. Sign a contract for 4 or 5 years at a certain amount of money. And so before you've proven yourself, you're pretty affordable
there
as a player, right?
Yeah.
And if you look at the last 20 quarterbacks to play in the Super Bowl, 9 of those have been on their rookie deal. And of the 11 that were not, 6 of those were Tom Brady. So basically a winning formula is to have a guy who can hold it down, just manage the game, not make too many mistakes, and let the players around him, you have more money to spend on other positions, which we saw the Patriots do in the offseason. We talked about all that free agent money they spent.
Yes, we did.
A lot of that money really paying off. They put together a really nice run here.
So unless it's Tom Brady, you want a rookie quarterback. We've got one. Last year, kind of tough. This year, looking different. Sort of juxtapose for us. The agony of defeat last year and the potential joy of victory this year.
I mean, kind of tough does not describe what last
true.
Year. Last year was painful all the way through. And it wasn't even just that they weren't good. You expected a little bit of a hiccup there. But it was the way they lost games. Their offense looked terrible. They couldn't move the ball. But it was the stupid mistakes that really killed me. Throughout Bill Belichick's time at the helm of the Patriots, it's always been the other team making the stupid mistakes. Last year, it was the Patriots. I actually go back to the Week 8 game they played against the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, no.
They were 2-4. It was like this was your chance to kind of try to stay relevant in the division. They're driving late in the fourth quarter. They're down 3, but they're already in field goal range. Look like they're at least going to tie, maybe win. And then this happened.
Newton will keep it.
Newton. Oh, he lost the ball. Buffalo takes over. Cam Newton coughs it up with 31 seconds left.
I hate you for playing that again. That was painful enough.
I hate myself for playing that. I mean, just brutal, brutal all the way through last year. So to see them competitive this year is a real pleasant surprise.
All right, lightly. 90 seconds. So play us some happy sound and tell us what's going to happen.
Well, I got to say, in addition to Mac Jones playing well, the weapons around him have been phenomenal, particularly loving Kendrick Bourne, the wide receiver. He's come up huge lately, including last week against the Titans.
We are in the flurry stage of this pass. Called in, Bourne redirects to the outside, still going. Kendrick Bourne breaks away. Touchdown, Patriots.
That's a little better taste than
like
that, right?
That's right. Okay, Chris, you got just a couple seconds left. Give me your, I know you love to prognosticate. What's going to happen?
I like the Pats tonight. Look, I'll stay within the segment here. DraftKings has the Bills listed as 2.5 points favorite.
There you go.
I think the bad weather plays to the Patriots' advantage. The Bills like to throw a lot. That's tough to do when the whipping winds. I say low scoring game, Pats on top, 21-17.
Now that's the way to do it like a homer, and I mean that in the best way possible. Checking the score with Radio Boston's Chris Sitterick. Chris, thanks so much.
Don't.